This induction is not a replacement for any medical issue. It is a well-known fact that placebo has a better effect if you believe in the pill. The placebo pill is the world's most tested pill. And even ordinary placebo pill has positive effects when you believe in it. Then think of the effect medicine will have when you truly believe in what you're medicated. And be imagining thinking how good you will be when taking both your ordinary medicine and the placebo pill, even if this placebo pill is in your imagination. The better you feel, the faster you heal. And you do want to heal faster, don't you? How bizarre, my friend said, as the medication worked better, and I responded, by your own power of mind. And he said, what? Well, the brain knows a lot of what seems to be magical things. It knows how to give you an orgasm. Imagining that consciously is very tough, I have heard. Even though some say it can be done. Imagine that. If they can be imagining that, then we probably could be making your belief in the healing power of your medicine even better. Don't you believe so? Now, I don't know why you're taking your medicine or what's aimed to do, but I'm sure you know, as you have it, to be better, to become better, aren't you? So let me just introduce myself. My name is Kenneth Blake, and you maybe downloaded this from blaketalks.com. As you know, and for your own safety, do not listen to this when you're driving or operating machinery. Only listen when you can be safely relaxing completely. You can be anywhere you're cozy and where you may close your eyes now or in a few moments. Now maybe. That's right. And are you aware of that you can think of happy things, and as you ponder on that, imagining now stuff that will make you still happier unconsciously first, then maybe conscious. Even though it doesn't need to be conscious for you to be feeling good now. It's a good time, don't you think? I'm not sure when you are realizing that you have been in trance before, even though you didn't know that. It was completely safe then, because you have probably been at a movie or watching TV. We will use a process that you already have, the process of going into a slight trance, just deep enough for, like when you are looking on TV. You go into a slight trance and you lose track of time. Maybe you just go into a slight trance or a deeper one. Doesn't matter, as long as you reach the desired. Is it? So, we will let your unconscious mind decide which during this hypnotically enjoyable session. You can be anywhere you are cozy and where you may close your eyes. Now or in a few moments. Now maybe. That's right. Let your eyelids go down. You can do that. That's right. Now is a good time. Some researchers complain at the because it ruins their research. You know why? The placebo has better effects than it should have. They test where people and researchers don't know what they are taking, placebo or the right chemical medicine. But if you take placebo and believe and think that you take the right medicine, you get healthier than taking the placebo. And knowing that it is a placebo pill, this is a pain in the ass for researchers. They call it a nuisance and name it the mysterious placebo effect. And the question you might ponder on is, why do some get better with placebo? Maybe there is a mind-body connection that we can use here. As you are here, you can hear what I say, and we can use that here. Hear me now. It is all in your mind, and we will use that mind to improve your medicine, to use the same effect. Well, why not? Maybe you are one of those that are within the group of people that become better with placebo. How do you know otherwise? Truly know. Or just imagine what the right medicine then will do for you even better. Imagine that. Now and again. As there is a joke about headaches and placebos. You know, placebos, they are very well tested drugs. They're tested many times with everything. So you can be imagining its healing powers. And if one gets better by eating a placebo pill, then think about what will happen if you take 6 placebos. Wouldn't you get even better? Or still better? Now, as placebo research moves us forward, there's a new thing, the super placebo containing concentrated placebo, and you can believe it works better. It's even better, making you believe in it. Maybe tenfold more or even more now. You maybe think, I'm silly. But it is a well-known fact that believing in your medicine makes a better healing. And the better you heal, the better you feel. Or vice versa. The better you are feeling now, the better you are healing now. Latin, placebo, is a Latin name for I will please. There have been some miraculous healing, and also when people have taken a long time healing. Maybe one can use trance time to make the brain vary what it does to creatively find the optimum way to make you better, faster. Maybe it uses only one way and it can change to learn even more ways and choose among the ways for the optimum way. Imagination. Now, use it repeatedly, finding new ways for the imaginary placebo pill for better healing power. Using your brain-body connection. The brain is within your body, and it wishes that your body is okay. It is one of its main tasks in life, making you okay. Survival. And there are beneficial effects of focusing this power better. When you believe better, you are feeling better, and maybe releasing endorphins in response to the placebo pill will happen. Why not? Your brain can do that. It can be imagining the placebo filled with stuff making you feeling happy now, feeling laughingly laughing now. Would get your endorphins up anyway, and a good thing with adding the placebo pill, the imaginary placebo pill with your ordinary medicine is that the imaginary placebo is relaxing the body more, so that unwanted side effects of your normal medicine may reduce. Why not? Your brain happiness may be focusing more in the positive healing. But I have to warn you that it has a side effect, the placebo. Is that for no reason at all? You may be feeling an unexplainable feeling of wellness and happiness. And you know, this is no laughing matter. We have to be laughing at this seriously, because research shows that we must seriously consider the positive effects of your happiness and laughing. It would not be appropriate when many people are feeling better all the time when they are getting medicine and getting better faster. That would make serious researchers annoyed. And you are maybe one of those that heals positively faster. How do you know otherwise? You don't. Is it this or that? Maybe someone told you it will take you this amount of time to get better, or not. And how do they know? How can they tell the future? Are they using a magical glass ball? If they are so sure of their predictions, why aren't they buying and selling shares on the stock market instead? The only thing we are sure we know is that we don't know all. There is much more, you know, to know about everything. You know, some people have to see to believe, and some people have to believe before they can see. You know. Now let me ask you, have you ever been wrong in your life? How do you know you're right now? Maybe you're not. Maybe you will be healing even faster if you believe you can be healing faster. Why not? Believing now that you are healing faster, letting the brain find unusual ways, or ways, unconsciously, to be healing you faster. New ways that your unconscious presents to you. Maybe like in a flash, or when you are in a shower. Or maybe it thinks, I'll do it anyway. Fuck you, I do it anyway. And it might be the imagined placebo pill. If you don't believe that is strong enough, why don't you think and imagine taking 7 super placebos? Ooh, but then you have to find ways to reduce your laughter and giggling, because we don't want you to giggle all over yourself now. You have to be keeping cool, even though you feel like giggling all over yourself now. Remember, this is serious business. What would people say if you take 7 super placebos? You might even become an addict of imagined placebos, giving you happiness and laughter. Ooh. And think of the depressives. Think if they would be giggling all over themselves. What would that look like? Maybe they even started laughing. Cause laughter is contagious. You know, if you start giggling hysterically on a bus, it will soon spread. And how would that look like? A bus filled with giggling people? No, you have to be serious, you know. What would you think the world would be like if all depressives started laughing? This is a serious matter, believe me. You know, like the coma awards on some institutions, it says silence. Like we don't want to wake them up from their coma. That would be wrong. This is serious business, you know. You don't want to wake them up. Silence. So, when you're imagining taking your placebo pills, don't overdo it, so that you feel an unexplainable passion for laughing and having a good time. That would be wrong. You have to behave seriously, you know. Seriousness is spreading quickly around the world. So, it is not nice to ruin that and be laughing at that. Nope. And at the same time, you might be healing faster. Think about that. Even faster than with the serious people till you remember the coma what? Silence. You know, this is serious. If you're laughing more and more, you may be ruining the serious people's statistics. And you shouldn't be laughing now at that, should you? What would they say if you suddenly got well or healed faster? They would cry all over themselves as they were shouting out of the windows, spontaneous improvement. Don't blame us. It's not our fault that the guy got better faster. Maybe they would fall over themselves as they got less and less research money, shouting, there must be a mathematical error here. And they would scorn you, because it is your fault that you are healing faster. You don't want to do that, do you? It is better when people tell you bad stuff, and you believe that instead. Isn't it? No, it's not. It's better to be laughing, feeling better, and find your optimum healing way. Whatever you're taking your medicine for, find all minute details to be laughing at, to be filling yourself with positive, healing feelings, healthy feelings, laughter and happiness. Maybe you are one of those spontaneous remission or spontaneous whatever, laughing happily, becoming better and better. Sure, you will have moments of becoming less happy, but then why not be laughing at that also? Can't you? You can learn to do that. And the better you feel, the faster you heal. So, as we learn to realize that we don't notice everything we should, the stuff that we don't notice may have a profound influence on our mental powers. People are wrong, some more, some less. It changes and varies from time to time. So as we notice the placebo effect, we can learn that believing in that our medicine has a positive influence on us is true. It doesn't matter if the medicine acts as a placebo or not. It will at least have the same effect as placebo. But the good doctors has put a lot of effort in finding out what chemicals has good effects. So by using the good doctor's chemical knowledge, and our knowledge of the positive influence, by using our mental capacities, we can optimize healing, as we are a biochemical organism. We are a thinking organism that can mentally change things happening in and around us. We can toast bread, and a stone cannot do that. Isn't that? Yes, it's true. So by putting you in a better healing state, we'll make you be feeling better. Won't you do that now? The good doctor has prescribed your recommended dose. Do follow that. and let us investigate that by going into a slight trance, like that you are already in, but even further, deeper, more relaxed this time. And you don't need to listen to what I say, even though my voice will go with you wherever you go. We will work with your amazing mental powers that can make you be feeling wonderful and happy, if you just allow them to do that. Now is a good time. You don't need to believe me, because I know you have already laughed in your life. So I know that you can be laughing. I also know that you can remember, and I know that you can use your imagination. And I want you to be in an imagined movie in your mind where you have a nice Hollywood ending, where you're healing much faster than whatever. Imagination. As you start imagining, let me ask you to be floating forward in time, and you maybe also continuously, consciously, maybe focusing on your breathing and feeling the air going into your nose as you are relaxing more and more, filling out your lungs with fresh air. Then, appropriately, you consciously may open your mouth and let your breathing go out there. Normally, we don't use all of our lung capacity, as a body contains reserve capacity for breathing. But now, let me ask you to be breathing deeper than usually, and to use your stomach diaphragm muscles to inhale and consciously be feeling the air go into your nose, into your throat, into your lungs, and imagine seeing the whirling when the fresh air mixes with the stale air in your lungs. And you may be relaxing even further, as fresh air into your body may be relaxing you even further, with the purpose to be relaxing you into a good, powerful state, where the conscious mind and the unconscious may find a strong connection with each other, where images and movies flows between ideas as it is possible. When you could find ways to breathe now to increase the depth of your relaxation and fresh air as you focus on your breathing in through your nose and out of your mouth. Breathing smoothly, deeply, smoothly. And for every deep breathing you make, it easier to be relaxing even further, until you find ways to make your own movies where you are healing faster. The imaginary placebo pill has many effects on your beliefs, just by the physical act of inserting and swallowing it. You get benefits of the medication, even though you might not have the correct medicine if one only get a placebo and no ordinary medicine. Still, people find potent effects by the placebo medication, and I wish that you bear this in mind, as I suggest that you pretend to find new ways of creating your own medicine. Your unconscious already know what is happening, and if we help and learn it more, giving it a structure in what it is doing, because even if it has the nuts and bolts to build a machine, it needs the blueprints to do that. And I'm wondering if it is curious enough to now realize that what it thinks is impossible may be it's only what it doesn't know, and is only mental limitation not an actual limitation. I would like to ask your unconscious to also use the conscious mind and pretend that it has found a way to enhance the potency of the medication. Maybe imagining floating forward in time as you're relaxing even more, and when it is, say, 1 year forward in time, look backwards and see the waypoint and solutions to the problems that was on a healing journey forward in time. It is useful to know that it was either that or this, and remember which is this. Which is it? As we go back in time now, perhaps you can be imagining that. As you know of these things, of healing your body, learning new ways, and if you don't know, find curiosity to find it. It is maybe is easy, or it might not be easy, but I know it is something you wish, and you have the purpose of doing this effectively. Find biochemical ways to measure, quantify, and calculate which brain produced chemicals that are good and which maybe are missing. If you go back in time to a time where you did not have this, and let your conscious and unconscious mind remember the difference to now, and investigate quickly or slowly or in any time it likes the differences, and which difference between when you were healthy, which difference is the vital one that makes the difference now? Or could there be many differences? Find the differences that makes the difference becoming healthy. Go back in time to a time where you didn't have this, that you take the medicine for. Compare that with a time now where you have this. There is a difference. Investigate the difference. Search the differences. What's different? How can you change it to the better? Again, maybe you need to go back in time and be completely as then, when you were okay. Now you're taking the good doctor's prescription, but you know also you are producing more chemicals in your body continuously than what a good doctor is aware of. When you notice the difference that makes the difference of becoming healthier, and you maybe are wondering when you will, but this is no wondering matter. This is a matter of doing it. Doing it continuously until you find a solution. Doing it continuously until you find a solution, focusing your awareness on how to be healing faster, focusing all your capacity on how to be healing faster. Just do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. Start now, begin now, continue now. You do a lot of amazing things, like controlling the blood pressure, controlling the breathing, controlling the body temperature, controlling seeing, controlling hearing, controlling digestion, controlling walking, controlling talking, controlling the weight, controlling listening to me. And now you may take over controlling the healing with a purpose, making it faster, funnier, happier, smoother, nicer, calmer, and get well. Remember differences when you were well with now. Compare it. What are the differences? How can you become well again? You know, you can remember what it was like when you were well without this problem. You know exactly. You know how it is now. Find solutions. Focus on solutions. Do not focus on problems. Focus on solutions to become well, healthier, healing. Focus on the solutions. What would happen if you did do that now? I don't need to ask you if you ask yourself. Conscious? The question, has it ever occurred to you that you took control of your healing because you're already controlling the healing? Maybe you get overwhelming emotions that exhaust you, but this is not the time to have such emotions or feelings. You only need to have emotions and feelings that increase your power, that makes your feeling better, your healing better. So I would like to suggest to you to inhibit and to prohibit negative and bad feelings as much as you can, and convert them to happy feelings that you can laugh about. So they also are helping you in your healing. The imaginary placebo pill effect is psychological. It is logical to your psyche. It is very logical. It is a metaphor for you to enhance your healing capabilities of your brain and body. I believe it is well proven that the placebo effect exists. I believe that your brain contains healing powers, and as we are focusing them, we are making an effort learning new healing ways. We are taking the good doctor's pills, making our body chemistry changing, and we can be enhancing body chemistry with added chemistry created with the brain, as the total brain's measuring and regulating capacities within you, inside you, and it is continuously measuring, knowing what's going on. And as we are combining our powers, your brain and the brain of the good doctor's brain, combining knowledge with the focusing and alertness of your healing process, you must be healing faster, don't you think so? I would like you to pretend to be believing that, because when you're pretending that, sooner or later you automatically, habitually, will be believing it. And it is a good belief that your brain can enhance your healing by taking imaginary placebo pills. It's a metaphor. Or even 8 or 9 super placebo pills, making you into a giggling, healing, totally wonderful human being, capable of healing faster by your positive body hormones, chemicals, endorphins, or whatever name we are giving it. Out with the bad and in with the good, someone said. And you can pretend that and master it. We can pretend anything and master it, so that you are warm, filled with good feelings, so much that you are close to radiating good feelings outside from you. And when people watch you, you will be like a glowing light bulb of amazing pleasurable feelings. Any pleasurable feeling you can imagine being in. Fun, or even better, the super placebo effect that very, very good, surprisingly, is going to make you healing faster now. Healing faster now. Healing faster now. Fun. You know, you thought I would say but I didn't. I said fun. Surprisingly, you're able to do that when you take all these good feelings. Imagine making incredible, like a thread of amazing feelings, so that your brain is focused to be healing you on a maximally, powerfully, healthily way for you, and knowing that you can make your relaxing further into ease, where time blurs out, where time blurs out. We go into trance time, where time goes faster or slower, time blurs out, and the body is healing faster in trance time. You are amazing, you are wonderful. It's easy, so easy. Learn to notice what you're not noticing. Finding the difference, making the difference, and feel completely different in situations where you want to do that. Maybe making the difference inside out. And as you think and ponder and go through this session in your dreams tonight and nights to come, surprise yourself again and again from now on with healing faster, as you soon will go into your normal state and leave this nice trance state that you are in deep enough for you to be healing faster, making changes that will go with you for the rest of your life. In your sleep tonight and coming nights, it would be most beneficial for you if your unconscious would integrate the new learnings with the learnings that it already has, and with the purpose to make your healing even better. Find new creative ways and wake up happy, relaxed, refreshed, glad. And when I count to 3, you will wake up to your normal state. 1, 2, 3. Hello. Such a pleasure to be working with you, both of you, both unconscious and conscious. I want to thank both of you. It's such a pleasure to do good work, and especially for you. So find the difference. Go do it now. Bye.